guests on behalf of the Van Andel Research Institute sharing their happenings. And my guest, Dr. Peter Jones, returns Van Andel Research Institute Chief Scientific Officer, I only get the best, Distinguished Professor and Director of the Center for Epigenetics. Dr. Jones, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You okay with lightning?
Yeah.
You're safe in our studios here. Appreciate you. We're going to talk about the Epigenetics Dream Team when it comes to Stand Up for Cancer. It's been a while since you've been on the show. I am glad you're here. Remind us of your background and what brought you to Grand Rapids, good man.
Yeah. So I was born in South Africa and joined the University of Southern California in 1977 as a faculty member. And then I was the director of the USC Norris Comprehensive Cancer Center, and I came to Grand Rapids 2.5 years ago to take over the leadership of the Van Andel Research Institute. And it's been just an amazing experience. I have switched from being an Angeleno to being a Grand Rapidian, and I'm enjoying every minute of it.
So you like the snow?
So far, because I never experienced snow before. So it's actually kind of fun.
It doesn't snow in South Africa, I'm trusting.
Only up in the mountains.
Great. Well, we are graced with your presence and this conversation we are to have now when it comes to Stand Up to Cancer and more. And I understand Van Andel Research Institute has an exciting collaboration. What's new?
Well, Stand Up to Cancer was founded in Hollywood, California about 7 years ago. And the idea was to put together teams of scientists and physicians who were really focused on delivering the latest in cancer research to patients. It was very patient-centric. And it was incredibly competitive to be named one of their dream teams, they called them, a dream team. And the problem with the model that they developed was that they only funded these teams for 4 years. So at the end of 4 years, what happens? Do you disband or what do you do? So we had the opportunity in coming to the Van Andel Research Institute to actually keep our team together because the institute actually funds the research that we do in other places and in Grand Rapids to treat patients with cancer. And so what we're trying to do is to try and be a center for epigenetic therapies in the country. And the idea is that we can come up with approaches where we can actually work with drug companies to put together combinations of drugs which make sense from a scientific standpoint. We're not interested in making money. We're interested in treating patients. And so what we do is we come up with ideas where we can go to a big pharmaceutical company and say, you've got a great drug, but we think it'll work better if you combine it with that drug. Now, the companies don't really know how to talk to each other very well because they're competing with each other. And we can act as a sort of an honest broker, so to speak, and put together these approaches for treating cancer. We're very excited. Some of them at the moment are really based upon restoring sensitivity to chemotherapy. For example, patients often become resistant to therapy. What do you do then? Well, you put them on another therapy and another one, but what we're trying to do is to try and resensitize them to the original therapy, and some of those projects seem to be working. We're also involved in immunotherapy, which is the hottest thing on the block at the moment, in which what we hope we can do is increase the efficiency of the immunotherapy drugs. So that's what we're trying to do, and we're trying to be very, very focused on patients, and we treat patients all over the country and all over the world, actually. One of our team members is in Copenhagen in Denmark. And so the whole idea is to keep focused, and this is a model which has been very, very successful. Stand Up to Cancer had a telethon on, I think, 60 television stations about 10 days ago. Bradley Cooper, you know, sort of anchored the event, and it was a really successful fundraising event and really keeps the public involved in understanding the kinds of things that we're doing. But we in Grand Rapids have a really unique opportunity here because we're the only team which is funded by the institute, so to speak, and participates in the Stand Up to Cancer model.
What makes you hopeful? What does the future hold for our institute?
Well, I think the future is things are beginning to turn now in the idea that mechanisms by which we can treat cancer. And so, as I was saying, I think the idea of the Institute started with the idea that maybe we could develop our own drugs in-house, which is actually a very, very difficult job. But I think that what's happened is that we have the hope now that these companies have these wonderful drugs, and we can just work with them to make them work better. So that's what we're doing in the cancer field. Now, also, as you may well know, we have a program in Parkinson's disease research, and on Monday, this Monday, in the middle of Art Prize, a couple of hundred people will come from all over the world to hear the very latest in what's going on in Parkinson's disease research. And so these two ways of sort of working, making Grand Rapids the center of Parkinson's research and the center for cancer research is really what we're trying to do.
Is the goal to find a cure to prevent Parkinson's, or are you looking to find a treatment for those under the diagnosis?
Well, as you may also know, there's been very little progress in coming up with new therapies for Parkinson's over the last few years. So this group of people also are very focused on trying to diagnose the disease earlier so that we can modify the progression of the disease, and also to what they call repurpose existing drugs. Are there drugs already on the market which are used to treat something else which may be useful in the Parkinson's arena? Now, you can't just start picking off the shelf. You've got to have a logical scientific reason for doing this. So what happens is that you get a group of scientists sitting together trying to decide, well, you know, does it make sense to try and use this drug together with that drug to slow the progression of Parkinson's, as an example? So it's very similar to the cancer approach in terms of I'm trying to get the very best people here to Grand Rapids, because we can really attract people here. And so far it's working. The model's really working.
Dr. Peter Jones with us. Our interview on a monthly basis, thanks to the likes of Dr. Jones and his colleagues, Van Andel Research Institute, Chief Scientific Officer, Distinguished Professor, Director of the Center for Epigenetics. How are you professing these days? Where does that umbrella fit?
Well, you know, we have a graduate school at the institution.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we have a small graduate school, which has a unique way of training graduate students how to think like scientists and not to just pass exams. And so we have students which come here, and we train them in the lab so they get hands-on experience of how to do the latest kind of research. And so we have to be professors too so we can teach.
Build that next generation, although I'm glad you're here for a long time, Dr. Jones. We have a couple more minutes. I would like you to expand a little bit more on immunotherapy and what that is being used for, cancer, arthritis, and more.
Yeah, so immunotherapy has been a really breakthrough in cancer treatment. So the idea is that instead of trying to kill the cancer cell using drugs from the outside, you try and use the body's own immune system, your own immune system, to target your cancer. So the problem is that we have a very effective immune system. I mean, when we get an infection, our body can react to it. But a cancer cell has a way of sort of evading it. It puts a little umbrella over itself so it can't be seen by the immune system. And the breakthrough has been to destroy the umbrella. So we use antibodies, not my work, but the field, use antibodies which can actually break the umbrella so that your own immune system can see your own cancer. And some of the treatments have been very, very effective, for example, in melanoma, which was very difficult to treat in the past. By breaking what's called tolerance, we can actually get great outcomes. It's not as simple as it seems, because if you're not careful, if you overdo it, then your body starts attacking your own body. Your immune system starts attacking your own body. So it's very, very exciting, and it's very effective in certain cases. We wish we could understand why not everybody responds, and that's the kind of work we do at the Van Andel Research Institute. Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you for this topic of the discussion, the Epigenetics Dream Team and the Stand Up to Cancer relationship. Dr. Jones, how can people learn more about the research being done under your leadership and more?
Well, we have a great website, and, you know, people can just go there and see what's going on. And exciting stuff.
VAI.org. Busy day ahead for you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Go make a discovery. I challenge you. Dr. Jones, thanks. Dr. Peter Jones, Van Andel Research Institute, Chief Scientific Officer et al., Distinguished Professor, Director of the Center for Epigenetics. Do you sleep?
Occasionally.
Okay, good. Take care to you.